And here we go. This is Flash Somebody at the Dork Table. 26th of June, 2021. Says I'm live on the RLM thing, the screen. So I think I made it to the radio here today, night, afternoon, or morning, wherever you happen to be. And all things are good. Let us ponder. Anyway, today's Dork Table is going to be called, for your listening and entertainment, let me open up my notes here. And I called today's show, Some People Are Just Nasty. And I don't know where to begin on this, but like, I'm going to pick on the corona thing. Because all that masking and social distance and no outside, it's still going on in some countries. People are still doing the alien jig. Magnus had to go do some things out of town that today was the only day we could connect to do it. So he'll be back next week. Well, he'll be back Monday, but he still had to go do some important stuff. You know, for the cause, because we like things that other people don't like, so they're not readily available. you got to travel to get some stuff, and other things here are being delivered and uninterrupted. Where we have milk, eggs, and meat, and all that kind of crap. No big spikes in prices yet, so. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I read enough crap on the internet sites and see enough horrible links about just how fucked up we are. We're all going to die. It's hopeless. Hide in your basement and hope the building doesn't fall on you. So, what we've got here, though, is a small group of people scattered around the planet sucking up all of the fucking resources and funding that they use to really do business. Not this little shit we do for daily survival. They got a really big, huge game going on. And I think we're incidental at this point. They don't need us anymore. Whatever's going on especially the last 20 years, it's been a trip to watch it. I don't feel like participate in the traditional ways of society. Most people participate in them. But I attract the people that do to a degree. So, I mean, I'm an outsider, but I'm a welcome outsider to a lot of people that are playing the game, you know, to do what they need to do to get through this existence thing that we collectively called life. And everybody knows everything. We're all so fucking smart. Sadly, if you wore a mask because you had to go get groceries, where was your smart through that period of time? Or was it, where was the smart of the people that were supposedly controlling all this bullshit that we put up with? And it's been a year and a half now. Now, I've gone to the bar publicly a few times, you know, make an appearance, let people know I'm still in, you know, good old Freddy Town, ain't left yet. Oh, poor Vinny. Vinny got pooted. Oh, and there's a list of names of bots and bodies in the reallibertymedia.com for your chatting extravaganza. And Vinny's one of them. He just got booted off. He's got some computer issues where he's living. So he just made it back. It took him a few minutes too, because I saw him get booted off just before I went live. But life is just, man, it's a ride, just like Bill Hicks said. Or, you know, there's so many good guys to quote out of the past, but the stuff that people have on top of their mind probably isn't the truth. Anyway, let's see what Vinny's saying. I'm listening by phone and in chat on the computer. Ben, oh, good. Well, thanks a lot, Vinny. We don't do too bad on the BitChute. You know, places that don't even know that we We have a RO in chat or care. A lot of people don't like to chat. And I can understand why it can make some uncomfortable situations happen that shouldn't even fucking happen in the first place. But we're human, you know? People get pissed off about shit, and then they got all these toys to play with to be aggressive. Or defensive, or however you want to look at it. It's all just a big bunch of shit to me, but when it's all said and done, whatever that is, see, you know, I try to live in the moment, not be concerned with all this bullshit that I'm surrounded by. I have a good life, peaceful, quiet. We've had a little bit of extreme weather a week ago or so, kind of set things back. It was hard to work outside because of the humidity. And I'm from the desert, so I don't take to their humidity too kindly, you know. But let's see what we got on the notes here. Because if this is not the ultimate, this COVID hoax, this is the definition of the illusion of choice. And what I mean by that is they're going to fuck you if you get the shot. And then they're going to fuck you if you don't get the shot. So there's your divide and conquer. And there's no fighting that one. And it's not about forcing anybody to do anything. It's about getting rid of us. We're a pest. The human species is now the overlords of it, have deemed fit to release us from our present-day contracts and let us go. And if that wasn't the case, why did they cut all the businesses and make it more appealing for people to either stay home and take government money, then go to get a minimum wage job and, you know, be out there hustling all the time and not get nothing for it. So they just played the next card. It's kind of obvious to some people what they're looking upon. And sometimes it seems to me that some people are so delusioned by the look at this and the look at that. Oh, this disaster over here. Look at that disaster over there. Boy, if you got that every fucking day of your life and cared about it, it would probably crush you. I would expect it would bother me a whole lot. But, you know, out of sight, out of mind. I look out the fucking window. I don't see no devastation, dead bodies, fights, riots, police, none of that shit. But I read about it and see it on the internet web. Now, it's my way of trying to stay informed of what's truly going on, because I believe I've known a lot of the people on the internet site that I like to use, and I don't think they're going to lie to me about what's going on where they live. So I value that quite a bit. But the crap that's going on in my, you know, faraway land home that I don't enjoy or touch anymore. You know, don't live there no more. But my family still lives there. My kids are still there. Grandkids are still there. And the horrible crap that I read every day on the internet just makes me glad that I'm not there. That if people are so indoctrinated into this state, federal bullshit that they'll take a ass whipping to stay somewhere. To me, that's not what I was looking for in life. I wanted the softer, you know, softer, easier shit in my old days. I wasn't much of a society fighter in the first place. I just dodged it and avoided it. It was a lot easier to just know it's there and then not try to date it than it was to make a big stink and tell it to go off and die somewhere. I survived my adult life in America and Scotland and here in Denmark just by leaving people the fuck alone. It's not so hard to do, but there are outside forces. They call them like Karens, people that scream and yell at you. In public settings about personal things that are absolutely none of their business. Well, give you an example. Somebody went told me a story about going to work. And somebody at work asked out loud to the entire room if they had been inoculated yet. And some people were rudely insulted by the question. It's none of your business what I do with my medical business. That's my business. And other people were parading around like, being a recipient of this vaccine was the greatest move they ever made. Well, there's your divide and conquer. I tell you, you don't need anything else after this. Racism, Jews and Arabs and all that crap, that's all going to go away. It'll be, did you get your shot, Johnny? Now, it might take a few more years of pounding. You know, would they need another hoax? So the next hoax probably hit here, probably wintertime. And the people that did get the shot before the wintertime hits, they'll probably be the ones that get sick and croak. And they'll blame it on, see? Oh, no, it was the strain that we weren't prepared for. How many inoculations do people think they need against what? The common cold. I grew up in the old days where people would make little comments like, you starve a cold and you feed a fever. There is no cure for the common cold. I grew up with that. And I could never grip the concept of what an inoculation was. It's the sickness. It's going to bring on your immune system and make it attack it so you can build an immunity to it. And I always thought, well, if I've got that ability, what do I want to pursue getting ill to make it work for? What if I didn't ever get that? Why not risk that I'm going to survive your fucking drama rather than succumb to the threat of, oh, if you don't do this, you're going to die. Because that's what they've been doing my whole life, crying out loud. Every decision I made was somehow connected to something that was life-threatening. You know, like driving without a license used to drive people nuts. My family, but not people I would drive with. But my kids, when they grew up, they didn't like to hear stuff like that. They were kind of disappointed that I was still what I was when I was young. I didn't grow up and become the worker bee and that other people were. So, I don't know. I guess my trying to avoid all the nasty people in life took me on the road that I went down. And a lot of it was really good. And still more good to come. I'm doing better now than probably ever have been in my entire life, as far as comfort levels go. I don't chase money, so it's not about gold plates and Rolls Royce cars and shit like that. It's about, I got a garden outside that I can grow vegetables in. And my wife gives me a hand with my plants. And she does almost everything to the garden that it needs to be done. She likes to do it. And I back her up with, well, if you can't, I will. But I get to eat all the vegetables too, so it's kind of cool. I don't know. Nice people are just fucking nice, and nasty people, well, not so much. And you just gotta, I guess, take the good with the bad in life. That's the way the game runs. So I just call it this COVID thing, an illusion of choice. You're going to get stuck or you're not going to get stuck. And either way you go, they have an answer for both questions. Or questions, but both choices. Now, let's see. What else have I got here? Well, I've talked about this in the past. I think that rights are a total fucking joke. And it's not so bad here because we're so sparsely populated. But if you get into the bigger cities like Copenhagen, going to Freetown, that's not the same. Me and Magnus were just talking the other day about Freetown, and we both have decided to never go back there again. And that kind of shocked me when he said it, because I said that a long time ago. Before I'd met him, I'd stopped going to Freetown for other reasons. And there was no need for me to go there, but according to the Danes that I'm closer to, they tell me I'm best off staying out of it. The dealers are wearing masks. You know, well, why does a dealer wear a mask? Come on. They're not afraid of the fucking getting the cold. They're pirates. So they don't want you to see who they are. So we went from having a regular guy you could go see however often that was, go down there and buy your shit. And the guy that you went to see was there on certain days like a regular job. So if you went on certain days, you run into certain people. And that's how things were. And they've all changed since then. And I would say that somebody in the Copenhagen is really close to people in Freetown, because it turned out to be just another leg of the city. It was, if it was ever independent, it was taken away. You can't take away independence. That's just nonsense. You either are independent or you're not. And it's either been that way forever or it's never been that way. You can't be free on, you know, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, but Thursday, nope, not free anymore. How does that work, really? Not on the city level where people go to buy drugs. And it was an open market. It was tolerated by the state and all this kind of shit and that kind of shit. And it still is. But yet, what's more important to the society that, you know, the politicians that run it is who is going along with the COVID thing rather than, hey, they're still selling drugs. We didn't stop that. No, they're just tightening up on this illusion of global fucking pandemic nonsense. Now, this is the longest they've ever run one of these campaigns. It's lasted a year and a half so far as I can see. I mean, it took off in November of, like, 19. And then in February of 20, it was full-blown worldwide. Everybody and his dog knew to wear a mask and all that shit. Or not to. Or, wait, it's Tuesday. No, Fauci said you got to wear it again. Wait, Thursday. No, you don't got to. Shit like that. If you couldn't see from that in the beginning, that indecision about what you should or shouldn't do, when your very life is online from the most deadly virus that we've ever known, well, then somebody's full of shit somewhere. And I associate on the internet with a lot of people that think quite the same way I do. We don't express it the same way, but we all know that whatever this is, it's not good, but it's not what they said it was. And whatever they're doing to cure it is complete bullshit. And they keep lying. I saw a link today. I should put it in notes if I could find it again. It was an English guy. I don't know if he was pretending to go get a vax or if he was really going to get a vax, but he asked questions of the people. What, you know, and through the whole thing, the girl lies to him. That, and when he confronts her with, well, is there anybody dying from this? And she lies some more. No. People die all the time, but not from this. This isn't what they're dying from. No. And sure, they've been dying from it. It's been reported they've been dying from it. People are going to do that. That's what we do. We expire. So why is all of a sudden, in the most technically advanced time in history, why are people acting like such fucking idiots over something that is so mathematically easily explained? 99% of the population are going to survive this just fine. So, wait a minute. We're going to fuck everybody to save the old and the sick. That never made any sense to me. I don't think anybody would volunteer to do that in the first place. Nobody volunteered to do it when there wasn't a global pandemic. While this global pandemic went on, I didn't buy any of this shit. I don't believe the viruses are what they tell us they are, first off. Second off, I am not scared to be around sick people. I am a healthy guy. So if you come across me and you're sick, wow, I feel bad for you. I don't go home and get sick just to keep you company. That's kind of ridiculous. But we've been convinced that, you know, if you walk through the door with your mask on, that's good. And when you sit down, you can take it off. That virus won't get you then. Oh, wow. And they've pulled this off, and some places they're just going right for the throat. Like I saw India. I don't know if it's, any of this is really, really true, but there's links to back it up. They're all over the internet webs. If you don't, you know, if you don't know by now, then you don't know. You're never going to know. But what I read was forced vaccinations in India. Give me one second here to finish my tea. Ah, that was a loud one. Anyway, back to, yeah, forced vaccinations by physical, I mean by physical force. And I saw the link. I don't know. Maybe it's a real link. Maybe it's a fake link. But the idea that people would put a link together to show other people that other people will do this, I think it has a mental effect on me. You know? I don't think I take it lightly. Now, I'm on the circ side of, I don't enjoy seeing other people suffer. That is, nah, that's just, it's not fulfilling, you know. It might last for a minute. You get somebody got back at somebody else, and ha ha ha, or whatever. But in the long run, in the overall scheme, it's really just a drag. And not doing it is a lot of work. It's a lot of work to be nice in this life, especially when things are so stacked against us as an individual. So, for example, if I wasn't a partner with CERC, if I was out there in the world, I would still be a partner with somebody. That's my personality and my nature. That's what I do. Don't try to attack this world on my own. It's, to me, what seems to be a losing fight. I mean, you're screwed in the courts. You're screwed by the police. You're screwed by the state. Every institution in the world is a fucking fraud. We just live in 24-hour nonstop bullshit. And what's really sad is a lot of folk, they're not aware of that. They really believe what they see on the news is true. They believe that whatever guy that sits in a suit, you know, in front of the microphone with certain letters behind him is speaking the freaking gospel. That guy wouldn't lie to me. I need to know what he says. And of course, what the truth is the last thing in the world you need to do is follow that guy's advice. He'll lead you right to hell. So I think they figured a way to fuck us all. And that way is by splitting us up with this, the shot side and the not shot side. And then we'll keep it anonymous so that if you don't want to tell anybody, you don't have to. See how well that works out for you. I don't expect any good to come from the pushing and the shoving and the force and the laws and regulations and all that crap that tie you up in barbed wire and beat you with a whip shit. But here we are as a collective, you know, we're all embracing it in our own special little way somewhere where we live. And then you see these big monsters like China and Australia, Canada, U.S., huge countries with massive populations. And the only thing they got in common is everybody hates everybody. Everybody wants to go to war with, China wants to take on Australia. I guess they want to absorb them. And enough people are convinced on the internet webs that what they're told, what they see with a few links is all true. I mean, Biden's sitting in the White House, according to the news and the, internet webs. So, well, if he isn't, it sure looks like he is. So how do you make a valid, honest decision about the shit you see on the internet anymore? It's all very contradictory, or if it's not contradictory, it's inflammatory on purpose. Like there's a site I watch from Australia, and they do like cable news or whatever that is. And they're pro-Trump and they're anti-Biden. So they do lots and lots of Biden bashing on that program. Now, it appeals to my sick side because it's kind of cool to see a news outlet bash a fucking sitting POTUS. But I got to remember in my head that these are the same people that if Trump was in the office, everything would be so different and peachy and lovable and wonderful and da-da-da. But wasn't Trump the president when all this crap started in the first place? And if he did indeed try to stop it, it just goes to show how pointless having a president truly is, because we're where we are as a world. But in a country, whatever country you're in, you got to abide by the rules of your country. It's the way we do things. It's just nature. It's been, well, maybe not nature, but that hierarchy has been embedded into us. And we've been convinced, probably through a lot of shit, that, yeah, this is the way it works. But in my personal fucking physical life, these outside influences, I don't think they get me. They get other people, and they hurt other people, and they kill other people. And I get to witness that, you know, with my own four eyes, with the internets. The interwebs will never let me down. If I want to see somebody suffering and miserable, all I got to do is put on YouTube, you know? And if I want to get to a place that's anti-lunatic and pro-Trump, then I go to BitChute. And people are being told up front, because they allow the right side to you know, podcast or whatever, stream on their thing, people think, well, if this is what I'm being told, I would assume they believe this shit. You know, freedom of choice. If you don't have a choice, then you really don't have any freedom. And I don't have a choice. I married Sir, and I told her to, you know, till the bitter end, whatever the fuck that might be. But I won't just leave. That won't be part of it. And we lasted a little better than 7 years so far. You know, just on a promise to each other. You know, the world around us is pretty mellow. You know, we don't see all the drama and the crap that the American people on the RLM chat, where I like to hang out. These folks are seeing really shitty fucking shit happening. Or there, some of the things that are happening there that have happened here, I'm not interested in most of it anyway. Magnus was planning to go see some concert with his father. His father's a musician as well, blah, blah, blah. And they like to go together and hang out, hear the music and whatnot. And they're planning off fucking going some damn concert, I think next year. I'm not sure what year it was, but it was a ways down the road. And to me, what I think about all that is they're in a roundabout way, by supporting the concert through this crap we're going through, they're just prolonging it. You know, instead of putting a stop to the COVID, they're helping the COVID stay alive. You do it through your spending. You know, in some ways, we're buying products that are making certain people that promote this freaking bullshit, we're making them wealthier just because we use things. Like Grimner uses, what's this thing called that you're using? Oh, crying out loud. I never use it, so I forget what it's called, but let me open up the site and take a look if I can remember the word of it. But it's that Amazon. There it is. Boy, that had me the biggest brain fart of my history on the radio thing. But yeah, Amazon. So you're kind of strapped. You know, you use this service and you get your shit at whatever price that you want, for example. And you get it delivered to you at a reasonable blah, 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 and everybody's happy. Well, sadly, that's pretty much the only way there is to get anything done in a reasonable amount of time, is work with people that you really don't want to support in the first fucking place. But they've got us by the short hairs. And you either play or, you leave. This is what I said to Beetle earlier. We were talking. We do a little chatting in the morning about nonsense. And I think that what the state's trying to do is make you either take the shot or leave, you know, go away. Oh, stay away from us, you infector of grandmas, you know, because you could have an illness that's so deadly and carry it and be sick, but not know you're sick. Okay. Now I don't know who started that one, but that has got to be, that's up there with anybody could be the president and Jesus will save you. Those two lines, I've heard them all my life, and neither one of those two are true. So, anyway, where are we at now? I've done a half the show. I think I'll do an hour today if I can keep cramming more crap out. Because, I mean, I see things on the internet webs where all people are doing is two people are on a video link sitting and talking. Hey, Vinny. And one of the things that concerns the audience is if the one of these two people is qualified by some kind of academic crap to speak about these opinions that that person has. Because that's all there is. We have opinions. We have no fact to work on. If we had a fucking fact to work on, we wouldn't all be doing the same thing 50 million different ways. There would be one way to do it. Like, I'll give you Larry as an example. I mean, he come up with a machine. You build it a certain way, it does a certain job. Just like a million other machines. There are steps you take to get to certain places, and there are ways to do things right. And sometimes it takes you 100 tries to figure out which ways not to do to get there. And people give up. You know, they find a shitty-ass way to make something, and they stick with it. Instead of finding the best way for it to be made, what's the cost-effective way? And what can we make it out of that? The buyer will need to replace it every month. And these are the standards that, as collective globals and all this shit we are, that we tolerate, you know, cheap Chinese shit because, well, nobody else will make it. Are you crazy? Well, right, because people want a living fucking wage in a time where, you know, buying stuff is expensive. Spending money, boy, money doesn't go anywhere. Money has got to be, out of all the hoaxes there are, the financial system has got to be my number. I don't know. I've got a top five, and one day I like one more than the other. Yeah, so, but money's up there in the top five. Money, medicine, most of the M words. But look, Vinny is bouncing in and out, or are you just changing your name, you crazy guy? Anyway, but are you qualified enough to have a conversation on an internet link that 50,000 people see? And when you think about 50,000 people, That's not a lot of fucking people. Man, more people than that are going to starve to death in Africa this month than that. So it's not real impressive. But the people behind it all insist on qualifications. And more. See, it's just controlled bullshit. That way they can make sure that the guy talking doesn't end up saying something like I would say. Accidentally, because they know, well, you're indoctrinated by the school of so-and-so, then we know that you're safe to have on the show. That's how I see it. I don't know, Vinny was talking about something, but it's hard to read the text and make sense of it sometimes, because there's a delay, but it's always fun. Good news report. I was out and about Friday early afternoon. And as I wandered into town, I noticed two things that were very drastically changed. One of them was very few people left willing to wear the mask. And the second thing I noticed that was just incredible was the teenagers and kids were at the ice cream store crowding in, buying ice cream, without masks, because a couple of weeks before that, I saw the person working in the store wearing a fucking mask, and it was just making me ill, you know, because I have one of those kind of anti-mask sentiments. I'm not for covering your fucking face so you can take money from me. That's robbery. Now, I know it's a decent thing for the shop owners to do after all these years, and the bankers, and the lawyers, all these crooks, they finally came through. This is like the Wizard of Oz in reverse. and trying to explain to people that they have a straw man if they don't know what it is. Good Lord, that they would think that you're living in the Wizard of Oz and you have no idea Because Dr. Fauci just told them that they need an inoculation so that they can survive the evil pandemic. So I think, wow, boy, we're surrounded by some real brain droppings out there in the free world and the not so free world. But it's the best we can do. You know, if it could be any better, I would suppose it would be. Whatever better is to the individual. Anyway, let's see what else have I got to crap on about. Oh, here's an idea I've thought. I was thinking we've become so extreme this last year and a half. Some people more extreme than others. without really going into any particulars about that, I was using this to segue into where in the fuck did the center go? You know, why are we don't allow each other to be in the center. People want each other to be extreme and one-sided, and you join my team or you're against that guy or you don't like me. And holy fucking snot bubbles, Batman. How did we end up here? I thought we were adults, but no. And it comes back to, you know, some people are just nasty. Nothing can be done about it. And of course, there's going to be people out there in the world, in the real physical world out here in Denmark, that will see me in public as a bioweapon. You know, the mask person that wears it in the car when they drive to town alone. That person is the one that I'm looking out for. I don't want them to see me. I want them to go away-o, far away-o, but it's their place. So I'm the one that's got to make the physical attempt to avoid it. And so far, so good. In fact, one of the guys in the pub that actually always says hello to me is an older gentleman. He must be 80 years old. And he goes in there, and sometimes he has morning beers, sometimes morning coffee. But he's there every freaking day, and sometimes I catch him before he leaves. I've just got all these little tiny, stupid, kind of nice things that go on in my personal life. You know, everywhere I've been in this town, people are friendly to me, and the cycle continues. It's not degenerating. It's actually, if anything, they survived this crap, this COVID nonsense, amongst themselves, whatever that was. And I see people just going on with life. They're not... I don't speak the language, so I don't hear any sniveling and complaining. And when people speak to me in English, we don't talk about that kind of crap. That's really not what's interesting. Hey, I see something from Grimner with my name on it. There are only nice to you because they don't know you, Flash. Well, okay, then explain Magnus and Christine. Ha ha ha. See, not going to replace Rome's with me. No, 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 no. You can try. It's kind of fun for you guys, I guess. But no, the only place I'm nasty is actually on the radio or in the chat room. In physical life, everybody loves. It's like everybody loves Raymond. Only different, you know. But I had the Jewish mom, but she's gone. So there was, you know, as a joke, there's a lot of comparisons there. I know it's because you're punking me. Some people, I don't know. I get along differently than that. I don't spend a lot of time punking my friends. And I find it hard to adjust to it on the internet webs. It's just not me. Might be you. You know, when I talk nasty and rude, I'm talking about a collective group of people that together are forcing their will on me through violence and threat of imprisonment. And I take it really fucking serious because, you know, these people, if you give them an opportunity, they will lock you up in a jail. You know, there's a lot of shit you can do in a public situation that is in a lot of ways just innocent, part of life. But if you are in a certain state of intoxication and the cop doesn't really, you know, like what you're doing, you're going to jail. So, you know, that as an example, or, hey, you look like you might be holding drugs. Let's search you and see. And I see links on the internet, even today. I saw a link of a sitting politician in the freaking Congress or the Senate talking about they don't go after you without an indictment, for fuck's sake. They don't just collect you up and then try to find something dirty about you. That's not how the law works, you morons. They have the nerve, the fucking audacity, to stand and put that on the fucking court record for everybody to refer back to when things go wrong and say, see, we don't do these things. We said so. Oh, okay. Johnny said so. It's right there on the record. Case dismissed. And they throw your case out against them because, well, you don't have any defense. It's called Admiralty Court for a reason, folks. But I don't know. We've kind of killed that topic. Not a lot of people really give a fuck if they have a straw man or don't have a straw man. But, you know, there are some things that I'm so interested in trying to get a grip on, and there's nobody to tell me the truth about it all. Like, how are they going to inoculate the homeless people? You got no address. Let's see. As I recall, one of the most beautiful points of driving without a license was they didn't know who I was. Period. And in those days, the old days, it was all paperwork and phone calls and more bullshit than it was worth going through. So if they did find you doing something as, you know, illegal as driving a car without a driver's license, the worst they would do is ask you for a name and give you a ticket. Because if you didn't do anything besides that, arresting you was a big pain in the ass for the cop. Nowadays, I think all that's changed. Now they just shoot you. But I could be wrong. But I have read and seen, Rob Works posts a lot of fucking links about how inappropriately, shall we say, the police behave, you know, towards the citizenry that they're supposed to be protecting, but it's as though everybody that is out there, no matter doing whatever, they are some kind of a criminal and they need to be stopped. And I'll refer back to the old lady in Florida about a year or two ago, probably more, maybe it was 2.5 years ago, got arrested for possession of cocaine. Was held in county jail for 2 months before they tested the alleged cocaine, and it turned out to be some kind of candy. But what recourse is there? It's already been done. You know, people talk about suing and all this horseshit, but when you think about it, man, if they could do that to you, what good is suing them going to do? You just spent 60 days of your adult life locked up like a dog and being mistreated by complete strangers because you might have performed a crime. So therefore, you get to sit in this cage in this building and await your turn in trial. Well, isn't that funny that they found that woman not guilty, but what about the 2 months that they took from her? See? No, you can't do anything about that. That's all... It's on the record. They've got ways around everything that would bring you peace of mind in a situation that was that horribly gone wrong. And they still can beat you in court. And they always will. Here's a good one. When change is a crime. Because that's where we've gotten to in life. You know, they want to stop... they want to do this, that... climate control shit, climate change, fucked up that one, but climate control, I guess it's the same rubbish, but I get a lot of my crap from Australia, and their big hoopla now is they want to cut carbon emissions to the point of they won't have any coal burning. They're going to have to, and they export a lot of coal right now to China, I think. So they're going to end up giving away the farm to please a group of idiots that don't know what they're fucking talking about. But here we are, folks, fear-mongering in the 21st century. Who would have believed it was so easy? All they have to do is just tell lies. It doesn't matter what they tell you as long as it's negative, expensive, and confining. It seems like that's where the human race got to. I was expecting flying spaceships and, you know, automatic everything. And what do you call that on Star Trek? You put your, push the button and it's a simulator or something like that, where it simulates whatever the fuck it is you want, and then you eat it or you wear it or whatever have you. But no, what do we got? Nothing. We got screwed. This last year and a half, for most people that I've been reading, you know, their input or other countries that I watch on the internet webs, people have been fucking suffering a lot. And I stayed off the radio for a good portion of it because, you know, I have a negative opinion of the government. And I think that the government is like, I don't know, next to Brussels sprouts, it could be the worst thing that you will ever have to eat. But then there's people that like Brussels sprouts. So, you know, it's all, I always rely on my old friend. It's a matter of interpretation. Better hit the pipe, I'm getting stuttery. But what I see is never going to be what the other guy sees. It's just not the way we do things. But we try to agree with each other about these complete fucking idiotic ideas that truly, when you sit down and you think it through, they're great stories, but they don't make any sense. So what they did was they made human beings a lot stupider so that they would accept the given input that the state wants you to have, I would assume from looking on it. I've never been one to rely. There you go. I don't rely on society to balance my books. You know, if people do me harm, I take care of it on my own terms in my own way. And that's not to say I go kick in their door and set their house on fire and, you know, butt rape their dog and all that kind of shit. But I take care of it in my own personal loving way. I just ignore them because there's so many of them out there. You can't hide from them. They're everywhere. The nasty people, you know. Some people are just plain out nasty. That's the way life is. Oh yeah, Grimner brought up Woody. Woody's being kind of, I don't know. I don't have a horse in that race, personally. But I don't agree with what he's doing, but freedom of speech is a motherfucker, you know? What do they tell me? You can dish it out, but you can't take it, and shit like that, until it's them. Then other people go, wait a minute, they're pushing it too far. Well, that's your opinion, you know? Each of us has an opinion about what's too far. And some people don't care what you think about what they're doing. I'm going to do it just because I can. And I would say that's me. You know, if I can do it, I'm going to do it. And if I can't do it, maybe I'll find a way to do it. Maybe I'll, in the long run, I think what I usually do is just end up avoiding the train wreck. You know, watching it go by, just try to stay the fuck clear of it all. Because, for one, it doesn't involve me. I'm way the fuck over here in the end of the goddamn world. You know, there's no further to go in three directions. Have to go south to leave here. Or I hit water. It's not good. But the south, there's a body of land. I never lived like this. I thought I did when I was in Kirkwall because I was in an island chain. But it wasn't as peaceful. There was a lot more traffic. Yeah, that's got to be what it was. Because the local area is about 10,000. But I don't think in a day. I should get one of those counters that counts how many cars pass your house and give you a full report of in a 24-hour period how many cars pass by this little house in this little tiny shithole in this little tiny little speck of a small country. And there's millions of us, too. I got an association with somebody in Sweden through the internet webs. And wow, the stories that I get from him are, they're both good and they're both bad. And over the years through the COVID, you know, what, first it was the racist, well, not racist, but the black people being put into Sweden. That worked out very badly. And he was kind of silenced for, I guess, speaking his point of view about it, this, that, and the other. But things have, wow, they've been consumed in the last 18 months, pretty much. So we all equally hate each other. If you don't, there's something fucking wrong with you, because by God, this is a shitty fucking world. And that's the mantra right now. Coast to coast, country to country, everybody has got shit to complain about. And very little not to complain about. But that is not on the personal level. That's all on that government input into your fucking personal business. I'm not a true believer of government. I think that they're an intrusive entity that I could do without. But I want to live according to their bullshit, because it causes a lot less trouble. You know? And beside that, Cirque wouldn't want to be married to me if I wanted to continue what I used to do. So I stopped doing it. Now I don't do shit anymore. I'm retired now. And I think that it's not the idleness. It's the one being important to people for this and that. For a long period of time, you get kind of used to it. It goes to your ego. And then you move away from it for 10 years. And you miss that. I miss being a cog in the wheel that I used to play. But now I'm too old to do it any fucking way. I would, by choice, back off doing what I used to do. So it really is like, how do you put it? I think that life takes me on a journey. And all I got to do is just, you know, follow this like road, like the yellow brick road, only not that ostentatious. It's more like a gravel road where I'm walking is always comfortable. And when it's not, you know, there's lumps that you just hit. That's the way life is. Now, how willing I am to, I don't know, argue and fight about who is right and who is wrong about what, that's kind of minimal. I don't really, in the overall, I don't really care. I only seem to care about what I can visually see, physically touch. Those things are everything. And this world that I live on with all their dramas and their stories and their history and their knowledge, it all proved to be a bunch of crap. In the overall, the stuff that I think I know, they proved, like Larry showed me how, wow, you don't really know things. You think you know things, which is what I thought in the beginning, because that's what I was told. And then I listened to Larry talk for a while, and I realized, wow, I didn't get the whole game. I only got part of it. So it opened me up to, I need more people involved in shit than to try to do this on my own. I'm not an isolator. I like to be in a web where people know me through other people, or I can find somebody because, close this out with this. Monday night, we had an electrical power outage, and we have probably had like one before this in 6.5 years where the power went out in a neighborhood for a bit. But some reason, we had the last house that got lit back up, or we were one of the last houses because of where we were, where we live. Anyway, so I told Magnus, and Magnus says, I got a friend that'll come look at it, your electrical problem, because we had an electrical problem the next day. So he calls his buddy, and his buddy's going to work, and he's going to come over here after work, and it takes him about 2 minutes to figure out what the hell was wrong. And he got on the ladder and looked at this thing and said, yeah, okay. And we're expecting, oh, yeah, well, how much do you want for helping? And he, no, I'm not taking money for doing that. Can we get you a soda or something? No, maybe next time. And this is the kind of luck that I've got with people. Magnus's friend was good to me because he was Magnus's friend and didn't gouge us for whatever he could have got away with as an electrician. He didn't do any of that shit. Now, I wasn't expecting him to in the first place because I trust Magnus. Cirque was a little bit more open to, hey, I want to pay you for this because, you know, that's the kind of person she is. She doesn't like to take a favor when she doesn't know you very well and all that kind of. It's a very weird group that I've been living amongst for this last couple of years. And I'm going to end the show with, I'm probably one of those people that is just nasty to some people. That's the way it is. It's not good to me. It's not bad to me. It gets my attention when I'm called a name or something. Now, fuck, who likes being called dumbass anyway? I don't. So the people that do it must be trying to get a rise. And I've chosen to just disassociate from, you know, if that's what you're going to do, I'm not going to respond to you. That's pointless. I'm not here going to be on Earth long enough from this point forward to waste so much time, you know, garbaging back and forth about a personality trait. Could give a flying fuck. Anyway, my wife loves the world. I don't so much give a flying fuck about the world or people or dogs or anything. I only care about what is in front of me. So to those of you that, you know, gave me a little time to get whatever I had to say out of my freaking head, I appreciate it. And thanks a lot for joining me this week on the Dork Table Podcast. But I had to do a solo because Magnus things came up. And because I don't speak the language, I trust that he will do what he says he'll do. And he seems to. So, let me see if I can do this correctly and give Grimner back the radio format. Thanks, everybody. See you later.